Hey, let's do one on Gwendolyn, Lyn Cleveland, Cleveland, 2258, chief complaint, fever, cough, congestion, nausea, vomiting, headache, body ache, feeling terrible, leg pain, arm pain, swelling in the neck. This is a 63-year-old, very sweet lady, works for the Intergy, the electric company here in town. She's married. She has two children. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 4 days. Her husband has the same symptoms. Her immunization is up to date, times 3 jabs for COVID-19 allergy, Keflex, ACE inhibitor. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, last period 2008. Surgical history, none. Medical problems, hypertension, DJD, medication, Losartan, 100/25, one a day. Family history, mom with diabetes, stroke, myocardial infarction. Dad died of MI. Yearly exam, /maintenance exam, mammogram has not been done. Colonoscopy has not been done. Oh, family history, one sister with breast cancer. Review of system, as above, 276 pounds, 99%. 99.1, 16, 89, 139 over 89, heart pulses, home pulses 2, not tachycardic, lungs few, bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, oral mucosal with lesion, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, her COVID-19 test is positive, number one. Number two, as far as her abdominal pain and nausea and vomiting is concerned, we looked at her abdomen. There's no significant change from 2019. Number three, because of her lymphadenopathy in her neck, we looked at her neck. There was definitely lymphadenopathy, but what's different is she does have slightly more calcification in her carotid, which requires a CTA when she feels better. This is not emergent at this time. Discussed with patient in big letters. Next number is, as far as the leg swelling and leg pain is concerned, there's no sign of DVT. There's no evidence of DVT. There's mild PVD on the ultrasound. She's going to take an aspirin once a day. Next one is add vitamin D once a day. Next one is add Paxlovid, Paxlovid, pack per instruction. Next one is come back in 3 days. Next one is her recent blood test in January of this year showed a normal kidney function, normal liver function, A1C 5.9, CBC within normal limits. Next number, chest x-ray today shows no evidence of pneumonia, no evidence of cardiomegaly, maybe a slight cardiomegaly, but it may be technique. Next number, because of the findings on the chest x-ray, we did an echocardiogram. The echocardiogram was within normal limits. Next number, condition the patient discussed with patient, will follow up in the next 3 days. Her husband may have same symptoms and he's going to come back for evaluation. And her daughter that was checked today for COVID, she did not have any.
Yeah, go through the back.
She did not have any evidence of COVID-19. Okay. Thank you.